This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, April 8th, 2010. I'm Caleb Brown. The FCC does not have the authority to tell internet service providers how they must treat different kinds of traffic. That from a federal appeals court this week. But Congress has yet to weigh in. Jim Harper, director of the Cato Institute's Information Policy Studies, says competition is what should govern how we move our data.
In the fall of 2007, Comcast was discovered interfering with some users' access to the internet using a certain specialized protocol. This protocol was making it difficult for all the other users of Comcast services to get their internet access. What they did to resolve this wasn't very well handled. It was controversial to many technologists. And by the spring of 2008, Comcast had reversed its policy and began to work with the makers of this protocol called BitTorrent. They basically resolved the problem. But 4 or 5 months later, the FCC stepped in, having been invited by various consumer groups, and scolded in a formal order Comcast for having done this and required Comcast not to do it again, to be more transparent about its behavior. Though the problem was fixed many months before, this has since then boiled around in the courts, and the D.C. Circuit has ruled that the FCC overstepped its authority. It had not been granted authority by Congress to regulate internet access services, and it couldn't use what is called ancillary jurisdiction. That's authority that's close enough to the authority it's been given. And so the ruling has found that to regulate internet access the way the FCC wants to, it has to get authority from Congress. And if it doesn't get that authority, it can't.
Well, what are the horror stories on both sides in terms of what the future holds with or without this type of control by the FCC?
The context of all this is what's called net neutrality regulation. The idea being that internet service providers should provide wide open, end-to-end internet service, not interfering with any particular service, not any particular message, and so on and so forth. The proponents of net neutrality regulation have marched forth a variety of different odd little stories, and there really are some odd little stories about SMS, that's short messaging service, or text messaging, being interfered with by one provider. Well, text messaging isn't the internet, although it may pass over the internet, depending on the technical infrastructure. About AT&T editing the words of Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam, a rock band, because it went out, he used some harsh political words, and somebody thought they should edit that out. That has nothing at all to do with net neutrality regulation. The Comcast kerfuffle, as we're fond of calling it, was the one instance where an actual network management practice was controversial. And I suppose without regulation, it's possible that ISPs could do ham-handed things that displease their customers again. And that's the concern. Should competition govern this area, or should federal regulators decide how internet service should be provided? The better answer, I think, is for competition to govern and the FCC to step back, let consumers, who are very well empowered by the fact that this is a communications medium, to fight for their interests. Advocates, watchdog press, they all work together to give us the internet access that we want in a robust marketplace. There are complaints about this marketplace, including the fact that there aren't enough internet service providers to create that kind of competition. And I think that's a fair argument. In many parts of the country, only two major service providers exist: cable and telephone, that is DSL service. The solution, though, is not to go backwards and regulate how internet service is provided, but go forward and encourage more competition, such as by freeing up more wireless spectrum, which the FCC consistently fails to do. Even now, we have what's called 4G spectrum, or 4G services coming forth from wireless providers that will soon provide another robust access layer to the internet and make that competition all the better. So focusing on competition is the way to go forward here.
Given the reaction to what Comcast did by consumer groups, what is Congress likely to do in the next couple of years?
Well, the reaction of the proponents of regulation is unsurprising. They want the FCC to have this authority, and it's little wonder that they'll soon be up on the Hill asking Congress to give the FCC authority to regulate the internet, regulate internet service provision. That proposal has floated around for a number of years, that idea, and has yet to get traction. Things are very complicated now in Congress because the healthcare debate has frankly poisoned the water. There are lots of other priorities, and it's an open question whether it's a good idea. The better argument is that rather than having a federal agency manage this vibrant sector, we should let competition continue to govern.
Jim Harper is Director of Information Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. You can read more on net neutrality and government regulation at cato.org.